Hello, Anchor. Hello, MGTOW. Hello, those of you who are new to MGTOW. Now, MGTOW isn't about just women. Sometimes it's about just having knowledge of some things or having a hypothesis. Like this hypothesis I'm about to share today. Now, I don't know if any of you have actually read about the Green New Deal on how invasive it is. On how invasive the Green New Deal is. Now, the thing is, there's a way to be green without removing constitutions, without violating rights, without violating human treatment, while treating people as human freaking beings. Now, politicians are always going to vote for what's best for them, not for the people. What it is. Now, some of the ideas that I propose would be less invasive and less intrusive than what is coming down the pipe. Now, I wrote them down on and set them on my latest YouTube video. In fact, I still have them right now. I'm going to read them out to you right now. And then I'm going to go a little bit more in depth on those ideas. Number one. For every tree that is cut, plant 10 more. Now, the reason being that is, if you cut a tree and you plant 10 more, that's not nearly enough to replace the filtration level of said tree. What it does is, even as a sapling, what it does is, later on, enhance the filtration level. Because that one tree is taking things out of the air, right? So you're going to have to play a game of catch-up. And you're going to be behind. So one tree turns into 10. It's not hard. It's not hard to plant 10 trees. Dig a hole with an auger, or a shovel. Get 10 people to plant one tree. It's that simple. Get 10 people to plant one tree. You can do that with prison labor. You can do that with prison labor. People who are paying restitution. People who have to pay restitution. They have to plant 10 trees and whatever community service. And trees need to be planted, right? Number two, plant-based housing. With all the horticulture we know, with all the botany, we understand the horticulture. Why hasn't anybody discovered anything about making a house out of trees? Why can't we discover making a house out of trees? Why is it very few of us know how to make a house out of trees? That's a good question. That should be asked. You've got a select few people that know how to build housing via a sapling or a vine or anything to that nature that a family can move in and grow. Let me break this to you. A tree grows. A family is supposed to grow, am I correct? Then why not have a tree or a house that grows with your family? You take care of the tree provides you housing and shelter. It's just that simple. It's smart, it's efficient, it's innovative. And on top of that, you produce oxygen for the environment. You filter out all the things that are coming into the environment that we produce. Now, I'm not an environmentalist, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor of any goddaggone trade. I'm a truck driver and a National Guardsman. These are just my little ideas. I'm not even in a freaking MOS that requires me to have an intelligence, according to society standards. Number 3 on the list. Is incorporate plant growth in cities. Now, by incorporating plant growth in cities, within city limits, you not only increase production, because people are naturally meant to be around nature. People are naturally strive to be around nature. That is why that you people go hunting from the inner city. People like to live outside the inner city because of nature. Because of the trees, the greenery, the circle of life. We have plenty, and I mean we have plenty of space that can be used to plant a vine in nature. These skyscrapers. And to believe it or not, ivy vines, ivy bushes that grow above the houses can have waterproof capabilities, watershed capabilities that would allow water to roll off to where you won't need as many shingles as where you can minimize the amount of shingles on the roof. You also are able to insulate your house in some cases. Some vines don't lose their leaves in the wintertime. They retain their leaves, if that makes any sense. You can also breed a vine to grow and shelter you from the winter, if that makes any sense. You can all, like, if you live in a warmer climate where snow is not prevalent, I could see where that would work out. Where in snow, you would have to have a full roof. Well, the thing about roofs is they leak. They end up leaking. They end up being damaged, so the vines would be used to at least plug up some of the holes. And also rose bushes, rose vines, technically they're vines, but they have to be guided. in this generation of plant life. They make great home defense mechanisms because nobody wants to try to get into a window if it's going to hurt like hell. Number 4 on the list, which would be to plant fruit-bearing trees and vines within city limits. Most of the funding, the money, the tax dollars go to the war on homelessness, right? Most of the problems, the malnutrition in a society of plenty, come from having to import fruits and vegetables from out of the city, out of the town, out of the state. Now, if you incorporate fruit-bearing, fruit and vegetable-bearing trees and vines into the city limits, it promotes healthy eating. And not only that, you can actually take a lot of trucks, a lot of semi-trucks, a lot of carbon-burning semi-trucks, and repurpose them for something else. You take a couple day cabs, and you repurpose them for another industry. If that makes any sense. You can take a lot of day cabs off the road. You shorten the trucker shortage by planting fruit-bearing trees and vegetables. Fruit-bearing vines, fruit and vegetable-bearing vines and trees. By doing that, you remove trucks. You remove a lot of trucks off of the road. People like to think that MGTOW doesn't have solutions to problems, but there's a lot of solutions. There's a lot of solutions that are less invasive and less humiliating on a mass scale. Now, the next thing is encourage and incentivize raising of livestock, of small livestock. Again, you take a lot of trucks off of the road by incentivizing livestock. By incentivizing people to grow their own chickens, grow their own meats. The livestock that's literally light in the poultry. You've got your eggs from the chicken. You've got eggs from a chicken, right? You've got the ability to grow your own eggs, to farm your own eggs. Like anybody who's at home has to gather the eggs every morning, right? So now that a lot of neighborhoods have eggs, they don't have to go to the supermarket. See, what it is the supermarket, it's what's killing you. It's what's destroying the environment. But if you got neighbors with a whole host of eggs, a whole host of livestock, but you have eliminated a section in the supermarket. But I'm a commercial. But you have eliminated, and we're back, you have eliminated a whole section, maybe even more, within the supermarket, allowing room for more things to increase production. You're allowing room for them, for people to grow, to have chicken feed, right? Allowing whole neighborhoods to grow their own livestock. Yes, it's going to be, yes, we are not mentally equipped to butchering our own food anymore, but eventually that has to be acquired. That has to be an acquired thing, especially in American society. The thing is, a lot of these things that the government is planning on doing is invasive, highly invasive. It would also bring communities together and force them to have to work and make them have to work together. And by growing your own food in your neighborhoods, fruits in your neighborhoods, livestock in your neighborhoods, you make it so that you can have more room to grow more trees. Because now farmers don't have to work this extensively large field. And you're able to save money because less trucks are on the road and companies are able to do more for the public. Families are able to stay home on a weekend. Businesses are able to close on a weekend, and fathers and mothers and people are able to go home, spend time with their family on a weekend, and make a better society. Advance in technology, which should have happened in the 1950s. In the 1950s, all this extra time could have been used to educate children on technology, mathematics, and science, as well as biology. All this extra time could have been used, has been wasted. The 1950s up until today are a waste. Complete and utter waste. Supermarkets have led to convenience and led to more problems, more tax problems. And again, as I said before, the Green New Deal is an invasive process, is highly invasive. And destructive. I'm going to tell you how it is invasive, how the Green New Deal is invasive. It allows somebody else to dictate how you're supposed to live, what you're supposed to eat, and how you're supposed to treat your fellow human being. It is invasive on a person's private life, because it does not allow technological advancement. It's dangerous because look at China's one-child policy. You have caused a lot of women to be left over, to be the leftover women. You have basically single-handedly destroyed the Japanese economy and society. Does the Hikikimori sound familiar to you? Or the does death by overwork sound familiar to you? Men and women are the people are dying over there. It is a natural instinct that men are protectors of the of females, of women. But when you leave us with no role, what do you leave us with? You leave us with nothing. So we have to cope. In order to have some sort of chance of survival. So when you tell us that you don't need a man, when people, like I said, it all comes back down to it. Basically, this is why, which is another reason why the Green New Deal won't work. It's because MGTOW exists. It's because MGTOW exists. We've understand and we've pretty much walked away from society. So if they implement all of this invasive, all of the invasive things of the Green New Deal, the problem is MGTOW exists. There are men that are prepared to go level 5 monk that will literally go into the wilderness and never be heard from again. And that right there is your workforce, a lot of your workforce. Anybody who's left is going to be the people that take up the slack. People that haven't decided to give up on society. The people that haven't given up on dating. That's who you're going to have left. But this is MGTOW to win. With another prioritized podcast, signing off.